Today is the 28th of December 2016, and this morning I'm going to read a passage of scripture from the 44th chapter of Isaiah. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Well, you know, the chapter starts out by saying, "Yet now, hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen." You know, I have often shared with sermon audio listeners that I was born at home, and my mother almost died having me. But there's a great consolation to me to know that he says, "O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring." You know, I think of my son Mark. He's been through a lot. As many of you know, when he was 16, he was diagnosed with a brain degenerative disease. Oftentimes, his mind does not work like the rest of us, and his thoughts all become jumbled and flow together. But yet God has kept Mark with us down through these 20 some years. Mark's now 40 years old, and it's been quite a interesting journey. And we can see that God has preserved Mark even in the midst of this great challenge that we all have had to deal with concerning him. Well, I'm glad that the Lord has created us, and that he has formed us in the womb. And he's chosen us in him from the foundation of the world, who are unworthy subjects of his love. To be predestinated into adoption is a marvelous thing. We look at our own sins and our own departure from God at times, and we say, "How could he love us?" It says that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He freely laid down his life for us. Well, you know, there are those that are trying to climb up another way other than through faith, through the faith of Christ that's been given to us. Later on in that same chapter, he says, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who is I shall call and shall declare it and set it order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming? and Shechem, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be ye afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. They that make a graven image, all of them are vanity. All of them vanity. And their delectable things shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? You know, men have many gods of this world. The gods of money, the god of materialism, the god of idols, the god of graven images, the god of works. He says, behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they shall fear. They shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth it with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength falleth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He marketh it out with a line. He fitteth it with planes. And he marketeth it out with the compass, and maketh it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He holdeth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn. He will take thereof, and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it, and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god, and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire, with part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast, and he satisfieth. Yea, he warmeth himself, and saith, aha, I am worn, I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof he maketh a god, even his graven image. He falleth down unto it, and worshipeth it, and prayeth upon it, unto it, and say, deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes that they cannot see, and that their hearts that they cannot understand. Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? No. He says in the 22nd verse, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth the wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. Well, you know, I'm glad that he has poured water upon those of us who are thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I'm glad he's poured his spirit upon our seed, and his blessing upon our offspring, evidenced by how he has showered his blessings and grace upon us and our families, how he's protected us down through the years from Babylon. And when we find ourselves going back to the beggarly elements of this world, how he shows us our utter folly. I'm glad for the presence of the Almighty God. I'm glad for his mercy. I'm glad for his love. I'm glad for his grace. And I'm glad that we are overwhelmed with the blessings of his love. At times we become discouraged and, you know, but it says, then we look to Jesus. We hide ourselves in Christ. O rock of ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. He is our refuge in time of trouble. He is our strength. He is our high tower. He is the one whom we have to look to, our Abba Father, to cry out and say, Father, help me. He's our comforter. He's our creator. He's our redeemer. He's the one who made atonement for us, who cast our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered against us. He is the one who shed his precious blood for our sins. He's the one that rose again for our justification. He's the one who's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He's the one who's coming again and will bring us into the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive honor and glory and power and wisdom. For thou hast created all things. By thy hands they are created. Thou art worthy, O God. Thou art the majestic one, the maker of heaven and earth and all things. By you all things consist. In Christ is the completion and fulfillment of all things. So let us remember this morning as we go about our daily tasks. Let us remember what a wonderful, majestic, supreme, mighty God we serve, who has chosen us, who's predestinated us into adoption, and who is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. God be with you this morning.